Okay, we will now call to order the January 13, 2015 special magistrate proceedings for the city of Daytona Beach. At the outset, I have reviewed and approved the minutes of our December 9, 2014 regular meeting. Do we have any announcements before we proceed with this morning's cases?
Yes, sir, Mr. Buchalja. There is a case that is in compliance that's not reflected on the agenda. It is number 5 or SMG011502 for the Camellia Motel, 1055 North Atlantic Avenue, is in compliance as of January 12, 2015.
Very good.
And I believe that's it.
Will those representatives for the city of Daytona Beach who have not been sworn already, who will be testifying, please step forward and be sworn?
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
All right, our first case is El Dorado Property Holdings, LLC. That is in compliance. Our second case is Joel Pearson. That is in compliance, which brings us to case number 3, Mayan Ocean Waters, LLC, which is here for a progress report. Is there any representative for Mayan Ocean Waters present?
Yes, sir.
If so, please step up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you all state your name, please, in the microphone, and then raise your right hands?
Don Ziegler. Glenn Canfield.
Canfield. Is that C-A-N-F-I-E-L-D?
Yes.
Okay. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All
right, gentlemen, what's happened since we saw you last?
Quite a bit.
Good.
We did run into a little bit of problem. We found some what we thought was stucco repair and turned into structural work at the very last minute, so we're a little behind. But progress is very well. All the windows, roof edges, everything is done except for the north face of the building, which we're working on the repairs now. The engineer was just there last week, gave us repair documents so we could get the work done. But like I said, we thought it was some minor stucco and turned out to be a piece of number 10 rebar that has to be replaced, a piece of number 8 rebar, and I think 3 pieces of number 5. So had to have the engineer come in and take a look at it instead of us going straight ahead. But we should be done. Got Glenn here. He's the contractor. We should be done by the end of the month.
Yeah, but another 30 days.
Done, as in done?
Everything.
Yeah, cool. Painted.
Could you step up to the microphone, please,
yep.
Mister?
Painted, cleaned up, and off the job site in about 30 days. Weather permitting.
Understood. Do we even have a compliance date on this matter?
No, sir. It's just been quarter... routine progress reports.
Okay. All right. What say the city?
We're agreeing that by the next February cutoff that they should be in compliance.
February 4th?
I believe so. February 4th to do for you.
Mm-hmm. My understanding, Mr. Vakal, just
the contractor's calculating here because he's sitting there wondering if that's not cutting it a little too close.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to need a little bit more time than that. Maybe the second week in February.
Yeah, we're ready.
Yeah, to be on the safe side.
Well, if we give you to March 4th, will that be enough time?
Yes.
All right, well, I mean, I got no complaints, so I got no problem with the additional time. Is there something here I need to know about?
No, staff's indicating they believe that's prudent and that's reasonable. They've been working at it, and they are that close. We are very excited.
All right.
So are we.
Bear with me while I throw our standard language at you. Then I'll order the responder to come into compliance by March 4, 2015, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay, sounds great. If unforeseen things crop up, make sure you let Mr. Garcia know that. He'll be your best friend when it comes to requesting additional time if need be.
Okay,
all right,
you.
Appreciate
Thanks,
the
sir.
Effort, and good luck to you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
March 4th.
That's the compliance date. The hearing date is March 10th.
March 10th.
So it's when the hearing.
The 4th is the
yes.
deadline. 4th is the deadline. 10th is the deadline.
But you wouldn't need to come back if everything's done.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Excellent.
Call me and I'll do the reinspection.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
All right, case number 4, Richard A. France. Anyone here for the respondent? Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
It is now in compliance. I do want a finding of non-compliance, and then the finding of compliance to set it up for a will fine. It's been a big police issue. His tenant rented the unit, non-conforming use, rented the unit for business purposes and decided to make it his residence, and had all kinds of people coming in and out day and night and all kinds of residents' complaints. So it's now in compliance, but we just want to set it up for finding.
Want a finding of non-compliance, and this has also been a police problem, so.
Okay, and as far as my finding of non-compliance is concerned, you're going to attest under oath that there was outside storage and a non-conforming use being conducted. Is that correct?
Correct.
And just if I can just clarify for the record, that's Vicki Langford, the inspector for the city. This is a new agenda. Anthony Jackson, counsel for the city.
Okay. All right. Let it be noted that our respondent is not present. Based on the report of our inspector, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. And then, once again, based on the report of our inspector, I find that subsequent to the non-compliance, the respondent has now come into compliance, which, as I understand it, would be a predicate to possibly possible imposition of a will fine in the future should the respondent make this violation again. Very good. That it?
Yep.
Thank you.
Case number 5, Camellia Motel LLC, DBA Camellia Motel is in compliance. Case number 6, Talib LLC. Is there anyone here for the respondent? No. 2521 North Halifax Avenue. Property location, 601 Main Street. Why does that sound familiar?
The Bad Boys.
Pardon?
Bad Boys. Saloon on.
That's why that sounds familiar.
Yeah, on Main Street.
Okay, who is Talib LLC?
The owner of the property.
Do you know the fellow? Is there a person behind all this?
Let's see.
Is this Lou DeRosa by any chance?
Yeah, he manages.
You want me to help you?
Okay, well, I'm suing Lou DeRosa right now on behalf of a number of clients, so.
Managing member for Talib LLC, I believe, is Michelle Dodani.
I don't have any conflict with Michelle Dodani.
That's the managing member of the corporation that owns the property.
All right, well, if that's the case, then I don't have a problem going forward.
Yeah, but this come up with the like master plan. I thought that's why you probably were saying that. And that may have been the names. But either way, if it's the other gentleman whose name you mentioned as well, we don't have any problem with that. We're satisfied that you will be fair and impartial.
All right. That's ugly litigation. That's why I'm making sure I point that out. Okay. Well, in any event, based on who you're telling me the managing member is, then I don't see a conflict here, and I'm not looking to run and hide from anything. So, okay. Talib LLC. Prohibited signs and banners outside storage.
Code Officer Garcia, Daniel Garcia with the City of Daytona Beach. Credentials on file. This is the old doghouse saloon, and he still has signage that has doghouse on it, so those need to be removed. He also has... he had banners covering them, and the banners, some of them, I guess, have now fallen. But he also continues to have banners around the east side, the west side, and also the south side. He has no permits for them, and with that said, it's a violation. He also has outside storage in the rear. I was out there yesterday. They're still out there. Outside storage on the east side. And in the rear. The fence has been repaired. This was a damaged fence. That's the only thing that was done.
Okay. All right, let it be noted that the respondent failed to appear. Based upon the testimony of our inspector, I find the respondent in non-compliance. And how much time should it take to come into compliance?
Next cutoff.
All And I'll order the respondent come into compliance by February 4, 2015, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right, case number 7, Robert and Chantal Pesquet, 128 South Wild Olive Avenue. Is there anyone here for the respondent?
No, sir, Mr. Verkelja. He did submit an email to me that he would like for you to consider because he is residing in Canada. So there's one in your book, but I also have extras here if it's faster for you.
And as usual, we have no objection to your consideration of whatever he submitted.
You saw that.
Yes. You don't agree.
It's ugly. Is that this place?
Yes, that's one of the units.
How many units are there?
4. This is the front unit on the right, number 1. This was the one that was in the best condition, which is the only tenants that were paying rent, but they have recently moved out. They are now suing him. The place is vacant. It's now it's finally boarded up by the city. That's another unit, number 3. All the windows are all busted out. Exposed wires, outside storage. The outside storage has been removed since. It's on the windows, they're all pretty much like that.
So we have 4 units, but they're all vacant.
Yeah, this is how it is now. The city has put up a fence and also boarded up all the windows. It's vacant. But it stood like that for a while with tenants, transients living in there, and it took the police a while to have them all removed. They actually
the
didn't.
Did you put up that fencing?
Not that one. This one here, because the transients and people that were trespassing kept going through there. And I also asked him, the owner, to get on the trespass arrest site program. I don't know if he did.
All right. Well, what does the owner have to say?
I think if you start on, I think you start at the page 2 where it says Mrs. Hampton is his initial letter, and then I respond, and then he responds.
One of his complaints were that I didn't properly notice him, but I have a
county appraiser that shows this address he had. Then I asked him to change it, and he changed it. But he only was sent to this address, and I kept in touch with him by email.
Okay. I have read our respondents' emails and have taken them into consideration. And I find the notion that it's going to take 24 months to do what he's talking about doing to be ludicrous. And so I guess my next question is, as a practical matter, giving the owner the benefit of the doubt and taking him at his word that he's going to convert this from a multifamily
to a single family
complex to a single family unit, how much time should reasonably be required for that to take place?
I would say by next cutoff, if he can have a contractor on board with permits applied for. I don't know, I'd say 3 months.
3 months for what?
3 months to be in compliance. At the rate of speed the way he's going, I'd say next month. But, I mean, to be fairly about it, you know, if he has a contractor and they pull permits and they're on it every day, you know, 3 months.
Are you saying April cutoff?
Well, we're not going there yet. My inclination is to give until next month to do exactly what our inspector suggests, and if he hasn't done so at that point in time, we'll discuss in a vacuum what it would take to do, what it would take to come into compliance as it currently exists, not in anticipation of him doing it. Well, that's my next question.
As it currently
Assuming
exists.
If he doesn't convert to a single family unit, how much time would it take for him to come into compliance? Because the reality is that's what we're dealing with at present.
I'd say a month. I'd say next cutoff to, yeah. I mean, all he has to do is remove the boards, go in, fix all the windows.
Here's what we're going to do. In deference to our property owner, notwithstanding his absence from this morning's meeting, first off, have I found him in noncompliance?
Not yet, sir.
First off, I find the respondent to be in noncompliance. Based upon our inspector's testimony, as well as the photographs I've been shown of the property. And I'm going to order, and I've reviewed the correspondence we received from the owner. And with that, I will allow the respondent until March 4, 2015, to submit or to obtain permits for whatever renovation work he contemplates. Failing that, you're saying he ought to be able to come into compliance by February 4th if he were to just correct what needs to be corrected now?
Yes.
Okay, let me modify that. I'm going to allow the respondent until February 4, 2015 to either come into compliance or obtain whatever permits are required to do whatever renovations he contemplates. Failing either of those, the respondent will be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. So I'm giving the man the option of either fixing what he has right now. If he truly wants to go forward with this renovation, fine. He's to have permits by February 4th.
Okay, on the permit option, then you would want him to return for consideration of a compliance date, wouldn't you? You don't want him to obtain permits and then be found.
If he obtains permits, you know, then if he obtains permits, then we will
consider a progress report.
We will consider the determination of a compliance date and or progress reports pending the determination of a compliance date.
Also, can we note that the property stay vacant?
Okay, as it stands right now, it's my understanding the property is vacant and secured. It's going to remain vacant and secured and not otherwise utilized by the property owner until such time as the property is in compliance. Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, that concludes our agenda. Do we have any miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate?
No, sir, I can't think of anything.
Okay, seems to me 'tis the season for bike week appeals. Shouldn't they be coming up pretty soon?
March.
Anyone knows?
What month is this? If there are any, probably next month. Okay. Yeah, they should. I don't know. I have not heard.
Yeah, we hadn't heard.
I have no information about anybody who would be denied or trying to appeal.
Okay. All right, well, if we don't have anything else to be brought.
Oh, I do, did want to introduce Aaron, what's your last name?
Perro.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, I'll ask Aaron to come here and introduce himself. But he's our code staff new liaison, while the Sherry Saracusa was here before. So just so he will handle
welcome aboard.
Police matters.
When I do that, that means just shoot him at the podium. All right. Very good. We're adjourned.